The fourth aliyah of Parshas Tetzaveh begins with the dramatic words "V'zeh HaDavar," referring to the Kedusha of the Kohanim, and the Medrash has a comment here associating Kavod with Torah and the Zchus of Yavetz of Asniel ben Kenaz and Adam HaRishon, the ultimate Bechor, who was apparently wearing Big Day Kahuna. And the Rashiva of Karen Biavler of Goldwicht had a sicha about this, in which he explained that the notion of Kavod is about giving the proper expression to that which is holy and concealed, and that's also what we find here in the context of the Big Day Kahuna, and that was the Chavar al-Tifaras, and that's what Otniel ben Kenaz did when he was able to reveal the forgotten halachos through his pilpul, and that's what we mean when we say that Kavod is Torah in this context. The Lutzker Rav adds that this phrase comes to show the chashivas of speech, the importance of the speech of a human being, and here it's to show that Moshe's voice was holy and he was able to make this happen. The Gemara in Maseches Zevachim, Adaf Peches Amud Beis, adds that the juxtaposition of the Korbanos to the Big Day Kahuna is because both are able to bring atonement, and as we noted in the previous Aliyah, the symbolism of the various aspects of these garments was able to direct our attention towards personality components that were deficient, and therefore able to correct behavior that would therefore effect an atonement. Rav Sham Shnofal Hirsch notes that the par in this context represents the office of kahuna, and the ayil represents a noble animal, the exalted, privileged position of the kohen himself, who is an example to others. The baskets that we find here that were brought in connection with the bread, the Netziv adds that this was to benefit the kohanim because they would get the crumbs. In Pasuk Vav, we find the phrase Nezer HaKodesh, the holy crown. The Oznaya Matara comments about that, that the crown that is mentioned here in the context of the Kohen, who has no real power over people, but just like an actual king, his royalty comes through service to the people and to God, so too the Kohen has a power of the same nature. Rav Sham Shnofal Hirsch notes that the root of the word Nezer comes from Hafrasha, like a Nazir is separate, so too the king has a degree of separation, and so too does the Kohen, and therefore the language conveys that. In Pasuk Yidalet, we read that the par is burnt, and Rashi writes that Lo Matsinu Chates Litzona Nisrefes Ela Zo, this is the only one, and the Ramban writes that because it's coming as a atonement on the Egel. The Chizkuni adds that it's treated like a Menchas Kohen because this is the carbon of the Kohen himself. Rav Avram ben Harambam comments that Moshe was at that point the only Kohen, so therefore this is a kula on him, a leniency for him, that he shouldn't have to eat the entire thing. Rav Hirsch notes that this was still an ongoing process to make Aaron and his sons the Kohanim, but that had not yet happened. The last pasuk in the Aliyah contains the phrase Reach Nichoach Isha LaHashemhu, and the Ibn Ezra comments that this is from the language of Menucha, meaning pleasing, and that we shouldn't get the misimpression that one may have otherwise gotten, and that otherwise is created in other religions, that this is somehow pleasing to God in the sense that he smells it or tastes it or enjoys it in a physical sense, but rather the point is that it is yashar, that it is appropriate in his eyes. And the Ralbag comments that the purpose of the strong smell is to arouse within the makriv what's going on so that he will have a sense of appreciation. That reflects one of the purposes of the Korbanos in order to bring a certain focus on the makriv, and that's also what we find here in terms of the phrasing of Isha LaHashem, who here Unculus has the interpretation of Lifnei Hashem, Kadam Hashem, but the other interpretation is LaHashem in terms of L'Shem Hashem, as we know that the Korbanos have to be brought with Hashem in mind, one of the kavanos that need to be incorporated into the process, and they direct the intentions and the focus of the makriv towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is part of the purpose of the korban in the first place. This reiterates the point in the beginning of the Aliyah that both the Big De Kahuna and Korbanos bring about atonements for those who are involved by helping to focus their attention on deficiencies in their thought processes and therefore correcting any mistakes in their behaviors.